Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Giving you a chance to get it right. He said he's rebuking you, saying, hey, all of this stuff is wrong. You need to get back to me, and I'll supply all your needs. No matter what the devil done laid your way. Remember, I supply all your needs. I give you the health to go, you know, to do all these things. So what he says, I love you. Therefore, he says, rebuke. And therefore, he said, I will rebuke thee and chasten thee. And chastening is so tough, but we need it. That's how we get corrected. That's how we stay on course. He would not love us if he see us going the wrong way and didn't chasten us. Just like when we see our kids, they're going out there and try to touch the stove or something. We could let them get burned. But look, we hit their hand and say, don't do that. And we didn't love them. All right, just go and try it, boy. We'll see what happens. But God said, intervene and say, hey, I'm telling you, hey, you're on the wrong course. Get it right. Now listen to this. So he says, and then he says, be zealous therefore and repent. In other words, be eager to get it right. And then go to the Lord and say, Lord God, I'm sinned. Lord God, I've been doing it wrong. I've been trying to play with the world. I've been trying to follow the world, Lord God, and get your paycheck. You know, we always want to follow the world, but when the world leads us, then we come crying to the Lord, oh, it's me. Lord, help me. But you done got yourself in such a mess, and now you're coming to the Lord. He said, why not start there with me? I remember Brother Ryan say, if you want to start right and you want to finish right. In other words, start with God and also end with God. He'll take you through the valleys and to the mountaintops. He'll be right there. He's not like the world that's only going to squeeze you and use you for a short time. And then when they say, all right, we have no more use for him, they're going to throw you away. And then also listen to this, verse 20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Boy, I tell you, that's good. But you know what? He's standing at the door. In other words, he wants to get in. Can't you see the picture? You know, it's just like if you ever seen a picture of a door and you're outside of the door, you see the handle on the outside. But this instance, the handle is on the inside. He's standing at the door and knocking. He can't open the door because the handle's on the inside. Listen to this. He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door. Did you hear the Spirit's voice? You have to open the door from the inside. And when you open the door, he comes in. And listen to this. I hope you get this part here. He says, I will come in into him and will sup with him. Supper. That's the last meal of the day. You know, it's also as a resembling of before the tribulation comes. He said, open that door now and I'll come sup with you. Towards the end of the day, he's going to come in and sup with us. So what a picture he gives there. He's giving us one more chance so that he can come in and sup with us. And then remember this, if you open the door for him, the last verse 21 says, and he that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, meaning that you're going to overcome. So I tell you, what a great invitation he gives us. He first tells us our faults, and then he says, hey, just open the door and I can come in. So that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to examine ourselves daily and see where we stand in the ministry of Christ. How are your works? Look at the Bible. You know, everybody said, know the thing. This Bible will keep you from sin, but what else? Sin will keep you from the Bible. This is what I'm telling you. It's so important that you read God's Word every day. I'm telling you, if you don't read God's Word every day, that could be an issue there. There could be an issue there. And then also repent of your sins and then get working for the Lord. It's just that simple. In other words, we can't straddle fence. Look, if the people in the world cannot tell that you are a Christian, you don't have to go around telling them you're a Christian and all this stuff. If they can't tell you a Christian, you're blending in. You're lukewarm. Your works are not standing out. Are you affecting your friends or are your friends affecting you? It's just that simple. So as I close out, I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can't straddle the fence. And while you still look and say, neighbor, I can't straddle the fence. Amen. All right, brother.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.